Radio Chaser is brought to you by Eggs. Loved by everyone, except those allergic to eggs. Eggs.
2019, you really should cut the booze, lose 50 kilos, and fulfill your lifelong dream of becoming a YouTube star by taking up extreme parkour. That's why you're here. This isn't a radio show. It's a spiritual journey to help you live your best life. It can't help you achieve any big goals, but it will make you much, much, much better at sex. Welcome to Radio Chaser.
Yeah, saddle yourself up, Sydney. It's another excellent edition of Radio Chat. Okay, that's enough from me. Joining you today. Is it too early for
yolk? The yolk card.
Okay. Joining you on Radio Chaser today, Andrew, Chaz and Charles. Big Monday show.
Huge. And there's only one topic to talk about today, isn't there? Egg Boy.
Oh, it's an amazing effort from Egg Boy. Like, can I just say, before we get into singing his praises, yes, I can understand why Fraser Anning was upset.
Yeah.
Now, given what his head looks like, I can see why he'd be protective of eggs.
Yeah, that's right.
But having said that, what a man, Egg Boy.
I would have thought that he wouldn't mind being egg because he's bald, right?
Yeah.
So it's not like he had to get it out of any hair. Like,
that's true.
That's the worst thing about being.
Yeah, it's like a toupee, isn't it? An egg, egg toupee.
And he could have enjoyed that sort of squeaky sound that it would have made when he scrubbed it off with a cloth.
Anyway, and for anyone who's still catching up on the news, surely no one doesn't know Egg Boy by now.
Yeah, someone hit someone else with an egg. That's all you need to know. Now you've caught up.
But it caused a bit of a controversy over the weekend because various people, including like Adam Hills, the comedian and everything, said, well, actually, you know, no violence is ever good, including...
egging is violence?
Egging. Yeah, yeah. And... And he got roasted about it online. Like everyone, he got roosted. Right? Like there was one point where you just thought he was going to lose his other leg. Like there was that savage online.
It is true, actually. Yeah. I walked past a bunch of chickens actually tweeting at him. Mm. They were angry.
Yeah,
just fury.
But here at the Chaser, we actually decided that Egg Boy is now such an institution to Australia. He's sort of actually our first proper homegrown hero.
Yeah.
That we've decided to put together a little bit of a tribute to him.
Very rarely does Australia produce a real hero. A man who knows how to aim an egg squarely and directly at the head of a bigoted dickwad and then silently take it on the chin when 30 bogans place him in a chokehold. But there is now such a man. Egg Boy. Laying eggs with the precision of a chicken and cracking them with the skill of a Michelin star chef. And for that, we salute you. Australia has many false idols. Victor Chang, Fred Hollows, Elizabeth MacArthur. But while they did some good stuff, their fame is fleeting and their contribution will fade. But not you, Egg Boy. Yours is a lasting legacy. A permanent nugget of pure gold on the bald head of a weird little senator. Yours is the stuff of ages. Religions will form in your name.
Hail Egg Boy!
Children will study you in school.
My presentation is about His Holiness the Egg Boy.
In 2 million years, Australians will still know your name. Egg Boy. You are, and always will be, Australian of the Year.
This is Radio Chaser on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
Yes, and I've got a bit of a bone to pick with Charles, who before the break, I don't know if you guys heard this, but Charles gravely insulted my hero, Egg Boy.
Oh, really?
Yes, you did.
I had only praise for him, Chad.
No,
what are you talking about?
No, you said that he should be Australian of the Year.
Yes, I think
an insult. Who is Australian of the Year? I mean, Australian of the Year is worthless. We're talking about Pat Rafter.
John Farnham.
Pat Rafter's he's sold undies. Mark Taylor?
Yes.
He just sold air conditioners.
What was I thinking?
It's an insult. The only good Australian of the Year ever has been Ida Buttrose because she's currently my boss at the ABC. But that aside, you need to think higher. You need to think bigger.
So what are we thinking?
The Nobel Peace Prize, Charles. That's what Egg Boy should win. In fact, not just the Nobel Peace Prize. the Nobel Chemistry Prize as well. Who has gotten a bigger reaction? Hey. Egg Boy. He deserves every Nobel Prize. Is there an intergalactic prize we can give him? He deserves a lot, Charles. Look, stop insulting him.
Look, I can imagine there's going to be a raft of movies, aren't there?
Oh, about this Egg Boy.
About Egg Boy. That, like, yeah, you can just imagine.
The Marvel Universe is about to have Egg Boy.
Hollywood must be a flutter at the moment, just trying to get his life right. Just to put on the biopic.
Yeah. Absolutely.
A flutter with chickens alone.
Yeah. Personally, I think it what would it be called? What would the actual movie be called?
Yeah, like the Egg Boy's movie, I mean. The movie about his life.
It's got to be a good movie. It's got to be like Citizen Stane or something like that. Like,
it's pretty good, yeah.
How about Hatch Me If You Can?
Oh, I love that.
Not bad.
Yeah. Andrew, you got any?
Maybe, if it's a horror movie, The Exorcist.
Oh, that's good.
You can see there's a whole lot of different jo- Why don't we go to the phones on these?
1-3-3-5-3, what would the Egg Boy movie be called then?
We'll make it. If you come with a good idea, we will make it.
Yeah, well, I want to make the movie.
Let's not go crazy. Yeah. We'll take your calls. 1-3-3-5-3.
Could it be Chicken Run, or is that's already a movie?
Well, that's
that is a movie, but it could be Chicken Run Away before Fraser Anning hits you in the face.
1-3-3-5-3.
What you got for us, Egg Boy movie names, guys?
Let's go straight to Claire from Engadine.
Claire, would the movie be called?
Hello, it should be called Egg Wars.
I like it.
Yeah. Egg Wars, and they can have characters like. Egg Walk and Egg B1 Can Egg B.
you know what I like best about the idea of Egg Wars? Yeah. There's more than one of them.
Yeah.
That's a long series.
The Egg Pie Strikes Back.
Got Josh on the line. Josh, what would the movie be called?
The Egg Father, I'm Frying High.
Mixing genres.
There would be a very sort of comical version of the Egg Father when it's mixed with Frying High. Would we resurrect Eggsley Nielsen to star in Frying High? Boo!
Thanks, Josh. Virginia.
Virginia, what would the movie be called?
Yeah, look, it's a bit of a dad joke, but you have to be yoking. Struck me.
Very nice. Yes.
You do have to.
Okay. Well, that was the joke online, wasn't it? That, you know, he was very good. Egg Boy was very good at separating his whites from his white supremacists.
Yeah. That was good.
Aiden, what would the movie be called about Egg Boy?
Egg Boy, I think Chicken Run.
Chicken Run, yes.
Nice. Chicken Run. Somebody might have already made Chicken Run. That's my only concern. But a reboot of Chicken Run, I'd like to see that.
Yeah. Mm. Personally, I reckon the one that I want to go with is Gone with the Pinned. Because, you know, the guy was pinned down.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm thinking more Footroost myself.
Footroost. Yeah. I'd like to see Harrison Ford also co-star with the Egg Boy in... Raiders of the Lost Bark, 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 bark.
Radio Chaser is brought to you by Eggs. Fry them, scramble them, smash them over the head of Nazis. There's so many things you can do with eggs. Eggs.
Guys, I've got some really good news.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
A little bit of an update on the Adelaide space program.
Yeah.
We've talked about this before. It's going well, guys.
Yeah.
It's
going well.
How well?
Yep. There was a profile in the paper on the weekend about the chief astronaut who's leading the thing. Andy Thomas is the Aussie astronaut who's leading the Australian space program. It was interesting. The profile said that to join, like, so he actually went into space with NASA a few years ago. He's come back to Australia now. But to join NASA, he actually had to become a US citizen. So it's been revealed that our Aussie space program is now completely run by an American citizen. He had to forego his Australian citizenship.
Look, first, you know, Vegemite gets bought. I mean, even our astronauts are being bought out by overseas interests. We need where's Dick Smith's homemade astronaut when we need
him? I know. Maybe we should get Dick to be the first Australian into space. I know lots of people.
Doing his helicopter, isn't he?
Yeah, and that could help. unpopulate Australia, because that's what true. He really wants that's to true. Happen. Send yeah. him up there.
Okay. All right. But
but the Adelaide program is going really well. There's huge support from locals, apparently, because everyone is really keen on working out a faster way to leave Adelaide.
Oh, well, that makes sense. I got to say, I'm really glad it's doing well, because I was worried when they announced it, because I thought to myself, you know, this could divert resources from everything else Adelaide produces, you know, like churches.
Yeah, like old 1850s churches.
Yeah,
well, churches already. I mean, they kind of look a bit rocket shaped to me already. I'm kind of hoping that one of those big churches in Adelaide will be the rocket and just blast off into space.
Well, funny you should say that, Andrew, actually, because, so, you know, one of the big problems with most of these space programs is they have to launch the rockets really far out of the city centre because, you know, this huge blast radius and things like that.
That's not a problem in Adelaide.
Yeah, that's a joke. It's a big hole anyway.
Well, on that note, you just go, Adelaide's a perfect place, isn't it? Like, like you say, they know black holes.
Mm.
they know black holes more than anyone else. It's just perfect.
And the other good thing is they've got a thriving wine industry, so the astronauts couldn't always get tanked before they go up into space. Anyway. But the whole point is that the Australian space industry has sort of had to launch a bit of an advertising campaign to sort of plug what's going on in Adelaide, and we've just got a sneak preview of the first ad.
Australia, your space program is now open.
The new Aussie space rocket is specially designed for Australian space conditions. It's the first interstellar craft that doubles as a ute, featuring extra-large mud flaps for the muddy outback of Australian space.
Ooh.
An all-kangaroo leather interior, including personalised fluffy dice to hang on the rear vision mirrors, plus high-tech digital radio where every channel plays Chisel and only Chisel. Holden V8 jet engine gets 80,000 light years to the gallon.
Oh, it even takes E10.
The Aussie space rocket, because it would be weird to use a foreign rocket.
Triple M's Radio Chaser.
I like big snacks, and I cannot lie. You other eaters deny. And when a girl walks in with an itty bitty chip and a round
wagon wheel
in your face, you get hungry. Baby got snack.
Now, guys, I am here with a snack for very lazy people. This is Smith's Spaghetti Bolognese flavour. This is for people who couldn't be bothered to have spaghetti, so they have chips instead. In fact, these people are so lazy, they can't even say Spaghetti Bolognese because it's Spag Bol, apparently. Spag Bol.
Spag, when I was a kid, meant spit. You spag at someone.
Well, just hold that thought, Charles, until you have some of these chips.
Well, should I have one?
Okay.
Okay. They're very red.
They are very red.
They sort of smell to me like barbecue chips. Are you sure they're not just barbecue?
No. This is. I've already tried some of these. These are very spaghetti bolognese.
They actually taste like spaghetti. They taste like cheap spaghetti bolognese.
Very cheap spaghetti bolognese. It does only cost a couple of dollars. Before you render a verdict, though, I must warn you that there is a law that says, there is a law. According to Smith's law, we've got to love this. It says you've got to love them.
What's a punishment for not loving them?
I don't know.
Am I in trouble?
It doesn't say the punishment, but I do warn you, the Smith's police might arrest you if you don't love them, because you've been ordered you have to love them.
So I've got a question. I've got two questions.
Yes.
First one is, so Andrew's a vegetarian. Yeah. Should he not be eating these?
Because you think there might be meat inside. Yeah. Poor naive Charles. Actually, I will say this. This is one of the very few snacks I've ever seen that does have some of the product that's supposed to be reminiscent of in the product, but of course not meat or spaghetti.
Right. Yeah. It's got
an actual bowl. It's got crockery in here.
I'm pretty sure I can taste spag.
It's got oregano, thyme, and parsley. So it's got actual herbs.
Oh, there you go.
It's got actual herbs.
It's basically vegetables.
They go well with the glucose powder, don't they?
Yeah, I was going to say, mind you, it has a lot less herbs and it has maltodextrin.
Anyway.
Traditional spaghetti bolognese has maltodextrin. You know, that's mama's recipe, is a maltodextrin.
My second question, though, is my son likes to have spaghetti bolognese without the bolognese.
Yeah.
Can you just get spaghetti-flavoured chips without the sort of well, flavour.
What you could do is you could get these chips and you could dust them off. So you could dust off all the red stuff.
Okay.
And then maybe that will do. Well,
that sounds perfect.
It couldn't be any more gross. No, I love these chips. What am I saying? Yeah. These are great chips.
No, these are very Moorish.
They really actually do taste like spaghetti. Honestly. You hate them, Andrew.
It tastes like spag bowl out of a can. You know, I think spag bowl out of a can.
Give me a rating, mate. Out of 5 stars. What you saying?
Spag out of 5.
No, Charles? I'm giving these 3 out of 10.
3 out of 10?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, just so we have all different rating systems, out of 100, I am going to give this 85.
Wow.
Man, that's right. I think they're pretty good, actually. Mind you, I have no taste whatsoever.
Okay.
My taste buds are long.
So where can you buy these chips things?
Well, you can either buy them at 7-Eleven. That's where I found these. Or you can be like Andrew and run away during a song and buy them at Coles downstairs.
Radio Chaser is brought to you by Eggs. Who doesn't love an unfertilised ovum? Eggs.
Eggs, eggs, eggs! Here at Sunny Meadows Egg Farm, we're having a massive egg clearance. World's fashions have gone crazy and now there's an unprecedented demand for eggs to crack over all their heads. Eggs for racist, eggs for bigot, eggs for Nazi. No matter which sort of egg extremist, we have an egg to suit their head. Our chickens incubate their eggs under their right wings, making them ideal to crack on right-wing nut jobs. We also offer left-wing eggs. If you want to slap an egg on a tiresome greenie, try our custom-laid green eggs.
Doctors just recommend serving our green eggs with ham.
So bring your political grudges to Sunny Meadows Egg Farm and crack a fresh egg on a wet today.
Just be careful they don't punch you while you're peacefully backing away.
Radio Chaser, Triple M.
Celebrity Sells!
Yeah, it's that time again, Charles and Chaz. All you have to do is tell me which famous actor is selling out in this TV commercial just by listening to their voice.
I'm swooning.
I know everyone does.
Smoothie?
One does one's best. You couldn't tell me where I am, could you?
The post office, your soonest.
What luck! I have made an absolute fortune out of just being terribly suave. And I need a proper savings account.
Any guesses for who that terribly suave actor
might Ian McKellen, maybe?
Not a bad guess, but incorrect.
What about Donald Sutherland?
That's a good guess too, but it's also sadly wrong. No. That was one ad. Well, let's give you a bit more. Here's a Christmas ad.
He's done more.
Oh, yeah, he's done more. He's sold out quite a bit. Here's a Christmas ad that the same actor did for a supermarket. Now, this ad starts with him skiing next to this lady on skis, and she's trying to chat him up by inviting him back to her chalet. The ad goes like this.
Come to my chalet. I give you Christmas surprises.
A fine bird and a good stuffing. Perfect.
He is wants it? A fine bird and a good stuffing.
Is that?
Perfect.
Is it?
Pierce Brosnan?
Is it one of the
Bonds? That is very close, Chaz. Pierce Brosnan.
It's one of the Bonds, isn't it?
It could be one of the Bonds.
Is it Sean? No, Sean Connery. Who would it be? Roger Moore.
Well, to reveal who it is, this is how his post office commercial begins.
Ladies and gents, please rise for Sir Roger Moore.
You heard it. That was Roger Moore selling out in a post office and wanting to give a bird a good stuffing in an ad that you probably wouldn't be allowed to make today.
My next guess was Steve Irwin. I was so close.
Well, also a very good guess and one of the Bonds. I mean, my question, I'd actually just going to commune with the dead for a moment and just talk to Sir Roger Moore about this because I'm intrigued, Sir Roger. What on earth possessed you to do these stupid ads?
I need a proper savings account.
Triple M, Radio Chaser.
Cat's pyjamas or cat's piss?
Yes, it'll be a bit that Dommy normally runs, but for some reason I'm going to do it today just because there was no one else around. We don't have Dommy. Wait, first of all, Charles and Chaz, 2 lanes closed on some road. Is that cat's pyjamas or cat's piss? What do you make of that?
Well, I think if you get to leave work early because of that, I think it's absolutely cat's pyjamas.
Yeah, here, here to the 2 lanes being closed.
If you're a family of ducks, it's cat's pyjamas.
It's great. There are so many advantages to lanes being closed. Cat's pyjamas. Cat's pyjamas or cat's piss, is it good or bad? There's a schoolgirl, she's 16 years old, and she's got an unusual addiction, which is a burger addiction. Now, I suppose there could be pros and cons to this. What do you make of it, guys?
I'm only seeing pros, Andrew. I love my burgers. When you say addicted to burgers, is that even possible?
It is apparently.
Doesn't everyone eat burgers for every single meal like I do?
That reminds me of that study. Scientists thought that cheese might be addictive. And then they worked out that it was actually just that cheese is delicious. I reckon that's what's going on here. I don't think she's actually addicted.
She just likes them.
Yeah.
Likes them enough to eat them three meals a day.
Look,
for...
I think this is cat's piss, though, because burgers aren't healthy. You can't just live your life eating burgers.
They've got, she has.
Look at all five food groups, Charles.
Yeah,
that's all
she's
you know.
Doing well. She's 16 years old, and get this, she's been addicted to burgers for 14 years.
So she first ate burgers all the time when she was two.
When she was two, and she's eaten nothing else other than burgers since the age of two.
I think she's addicted to having really bad parents.
Charles.
Radio Chaser is brought to you by Eggs, loved by everyone, except those allergic to eggs.